Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this lecture we'll talk about Dalit literature. So what exactly is Dalit literature and what is the definition of Dalit literature? Till now there is no universally agreed definition of Dalit literature. But yes, Dalit literature can be called resistance literature that seeks not just to reflect Dalit experiences but also to bring about social and political transformation. So along with the personal or individual dimension, Dalit literature also has a social and political dimension. After that, can Dalit literature be called a narrative of suffering or a literature of protest? Well, not exactly. But yes, there are elements of both of these that are present in Dalit literature. For example, narrative of suffering. It is about a lot of the pain, the humiliation, the injustices that members of the Dalit community had to face. But calling it narrative of suffering is incomplete. Let's say it's too reductionist to describe it as a narrative of suffering. After that, can it be called literature of protest? Well, in some ways, Dalit literature does protest against the caste system, for instance, the dehumanizing practices which were there earlier in Hinduism. So in that way, Dalit literature is about protest, but terming it as a literature of protest is incomplete. This phrase too is too reductionist or too narrow to describe the entire corpus of Dalit literature. And these phrases or statements fail to capture the multidimensional nature of Dalit literature and the various subtleties of Dalit literature. Okay, so while defining Dalit literature, try not to give a very narrow definition, but a broad and more representative definition, the one that I just discussed. Okay, now what are the things that you'll find in Dalit literature, or what is Dalit literature about? First, Dalit literature is about the experiences of the Dalit community. Many of the works are autobiographical in nature or in the form of autobiography. So the writers describe their experiences and also the dehumanizing practices which people of the upper caste subjected them to, and their pain and suffering is described quite graphically. Many a times it also expresses their resentment and anger at the caste system, the Hindu upper caste, and even religious rituals in general. So first thing, it is autobiographical. It is about their experiences. Then yes, there are references to pain and suffering and the problems that they have faced. After that, the writer does express resentment against the discrimination which he or she has had to face during childhood or during adulthood. And in many of the works, there are shocking details of humiliation which the writer or their family members had to face. Now, after that, what are the principles that underpin Dalit literature? Now, first of all, there is a broad agreement amongst Dalit writers that Dalit writings ought to reflect, first, an acceptance of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar's philosophy or principles. Second, opposition to the caste system. Then, belief in Buddhist atheism, means, you know, atheism means somebody who doesn't believe in God. After that, opposition to Brahmanism, then opposition to capitalism, and also rejection of traditional aesthetic standards for judging literature. After that, what are the origins of Dalit literature? Now, Dalit writings traces its origins in the writings of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar and Jyotirao Phule, and also the various reformist movements which were led by various social reformers during independence and before independence. And in particular, two names you should remember, Sri Narayan Guru and Shahodaran Ayappan. Now, Sri Narayan Guru is the one who coined this phrase that one caste, one religion and one God for mankind. And later on, his disciple, Shahodaran Ayappan, modified this statement into saying no religion, no caste and no God for mankind. Now, these two statements are very famous, okay? So just remember this. And see, both of these statements, one caste, one religion, one God, or no religion, no caste, and no God for mankind, all of these are said in the spirit of egalitarianism. So the ultimate aim is establishment of egalitarianism or egalitarian society, more equal society, and getting rid of the various divisions that exist in society, be it due to religion, God, or caste, or anything. And insofar as modern Dalit literature is concerned, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar is considered to be the leader of the highest stature in Dalit emancipation, empowerment and expression. And see, as I said earlier, that Dalit literature rejects the traditional literary aesthetic standards. So ideas like art for art's sake is not acceptable. Then Dalit literature has a social and political aim, as I pointed out earlier, not just literary. Therefore, the aesthetic standards of the Rasa theory are considered inadequate and inappropriate to judge Dalit literature. Now, who are the important personalities in the field of Dalit literature? First, as I said, is Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, then Jyotirao Phule, then Daya Pawar, then Kancha Ilaiya, after that Sharan Kumar Limbale, then Om Prakash Valmiki, and then D.R. Nagaraj. These are amongst the most important figures or personalities in modern Dalit literature. Now, next point is, what is Dalit aesthetics? Now, Dalit aesthetics is something that is still evolving and a work in progress. But Dalit aesthetics articulates the ideological position of the Dalit writer. So, aims and goals of Dalit literature are articulated. Then Dalit literature is not artistic and entertaining. So, it cannot be judged by the traditional modes of criticism. So, instead of art for art's sake, Dalit writers subscribe to the view of art for life's sake. So, art for a purpose. In other words, art for a social or political purpose. So, literature should be rooted in realities of our times, then being based on flights of fancy or imagination, etc. But the question arises, which reality or whose reality? The realities of a Dalit writer or members of the Dalit community. So, it will address their experiences, problems, oppressions by the caste system, deprivations and injustices or atrocities that they have had to face, or even the problems which their ancestors have had to face. So all of these will be described in Dalit literature. Now some important examples of Dalit literary works. Now the first is The Prisons We Broke by Bebitai Kamble. After that, Karuku by Bama. After that, The Outcast by Sharan Kumar Limbale. Then Untouchable, the autobiography of an Indian outcast. This is by Hazari. Then The Weave of My Life, A Dalit Woman's Memoirs by Urmila Pawar. After that, Virama, Life of an Untouchable by Virama. Then Upara by Lakshman Mane. Then Jutan by Om Prakash Valmiki. And finally, The Branded by Lakshman Gaikwad. Now these texts are considered to be the most famous, most important ones in Dalit literature. But of course, Dalit literature is not limited to just these. But yes, you should at least know the names of these works as well as the names of the authors. There can be direct questions on any of these literary works. They can just give you a few options and they'll say, okay, who has written Jutan? Or who has written The Outcast? Okay. And along with this, try to look at the storyline of each of these works. Okay, just the broad storyline, that's all. They don't really ask very detailed questions. But yes, the name of these literary works as well as the name of these writers, you should know. Now, another thing that you should do is try to look at the debates between Gandhiji and Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, particularly with respect to their views on caste system, untouchability, and also the use of the word Harijan. Okay, because Gandhiji said that, you know, caste system is not that bad. Of course, he was opposed to untouchability, but not that opposed to caste system. Whereas Dr. B.R. Ambedkar was very opposed to the caste system, and of course, untouchability has already been removed, so that's, something which both were against. Then, in contrast to Gandhiji, who, you know, used the word Harijan, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar was very opposed to the use of the word Harijan to describe the members of the Dalit community. Why? Try to find out this. And there is a important work by Dr. B.R. Ambedkar called The Annihilation of Caste. Okay, because since he was opposed to the caste system, you know, it is a undelivered speech, The Annihilation of Caste. Okay, you should remember that name and read a little bit about that. That's quite important. Now, after this, what questions to expect in MA entrance? See, questions are broadly from the literary works and the name of the writers, the important personalities in the field of Dalit literature, and of course, Dalit aesthetics. They can give you a straight question on, does Dalit aesthetics agree with the art for art's sake, the rasa theory? The answer is no. And after this, if you are more curious to know about Dalit literature, you can read something about Marathi Dalit literature, Tamil Dalit literature, Odia Dalit literature. And amongst all of these, Marathi Dalit literature is considered to be the most developed. In the sense that it has a lot of writers and a very big corpus of literary works are there. In that sense, advanced in that sense, developed in that sense. Okay. And then Tamil Dalit literature is also important. Odia Dalit literature, you should try to read something about it if you are more curious to know about Dalit literature. But yes, in any case, read little bit about the works of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, because many a times there are questions on the works of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. Okay, so with this, I wind up and we will meet in the next lecture.